question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, back with you for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader Series. Thanks for being a part of our World Travel Get-Together. Before we check in with Scott Salambrino, the COO of the Global Business Travel Association, a quick word about our sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, Christmas is just 11 days away now. Can you believe it? If you're still looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. It's well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, and Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different rigorous tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through. Upgrade to a premium travel experience with their Platinum Elite Collection, or consider taking your travels to new lights with their new MaxLite 5 line.
One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. And whether it's the Platinum Elite line that we use, MaxLite 5 that Rudy's on the go with, or pieces from their other collections, you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at TravelPro.com for various specials and more info. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
If you're a regular listener, you may recall Mike McCormick joining us multiple times from the Global Business Travel Association over his 10-year run with them. But back in late April, travel industry veteran Scott Salambrino took the reins at GBTA, and he now leads the world's largest business travel organization. With their nearly 10,000 members, collectively they represent around $350 billion in annual spending. Let's head to that show hotline and say hello to Scott for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Scott, it's nice to reconnect with you and have you on America's number one travel radio show today with Mary and me for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Thank you very much for having me join.
So, listen, you've certainly enjoyed a successful career in the chauffeured limo business, and I know you've also served as president of GBTA's Allied Leadership Council for 20 years or so that you did that. But back in April, you decided to take on the executive role that you now have with GBTA and lead the operations of the organization. So I know you've always been one to speak your mind, so tell us how the transition has gone, and are you enjoying now leading GBTA?
I don't think I've ever had this much fun. I've known the organization, been a member for 43 years, and when the board of directors came to me after I sold my company and asked if I would be interested, I literally said, yes, I jumped at the opportunity because I love the global travel space, and I thought that there's a whole pile of things that we can do together within GBTA to really raise GBTA's profile and level of influence around the globe because the organization had been growing so quickly for so long. So I'm having a fantastic transition. I'm enjoying Washington very, very much. And I'm enjoying the interaction I have with all the different verticals in the global travel space. So it's been a very good time for me, and I'm very pleased.
So that brings me to my question. Perfect segue. I've seen you quoted as saying you now work for every buyer and supplier, and essentially you're their representative. So share with us some things you're trying to do for GBTA and the business travel environment overall.
So what we're trying to do now is to really create value for the GBTA membership. Remember, GBTA is a buyer-led organization, so the global travel and procurement people that are the members own the association. And the allied community are the people that help pay to make sure the organization can exist. So I'm trying to create a new return on investment for both groups. We want to create better educational and networking opportunity for the buyers to help advance them in their programs at their own companies. And for the allies, we want to create more value for them to want to be able to spend their money wisely and to get a better return on that investment for them on the business side. So everything that we do, we re-examined and said, how can we make this better? How can we make it more up-to-date? And what can we do to make it different? We're also working very diligently on our advocacy globally. Advocacy is very important to GBTA. We've always been very involved in Congress. We get involved in issues related to TSA, travel taxation. I mean, there's a million issues that come up every year. And we're there lobbying for what we think is in the best interest of our general population of our members.
Well, Scott, I want to talk to you a little bit about that, okay?
Just
because what I want to say is this. So the U.S. Travel Association, Roger Dowd, he's a show friend, and I know their organization is actively involved with government committees, Congress, and the White House. And, you know, you've mentioned wanting GBTA to have a higher profile in Washington with government and public policy centers, as well as, you know, in Europe and so forth. So share with us, because you just started to touch on that. Are you making some inroads, and how important is this to your ambition to grow?
You have to remember my background. The National Limousine Association, which I founded back in 1982, passed multiple pieces of legislation in Congress, and one of them actually got approved by unanimous consent. Now, if you can imagine anything getting approved in Congress by unanimous consent in this environment, let me know what it is.
Yeah, please.
So we have a huge background in understanding how Washington works from my ground transportation days. And I always basically said, I thought that GBTA was a little bit slow to the curve in understanding how they could have more influence to help get better outcomes, whether it be on taxation, whether it be on rulemaking. And what we have done is we've shown back up, and everybody who knows me on the Hill has said, hey, you're out of the limo world. Now you're representing all the different verticals. What can we do to help? So it's been very welcoming to walk the hills of Washington and to go into Senate offices and congressional offices and to the White House and to be able to have influence on major issues. Obviously, there's a lot going on in D.C., and unfortunately, not a lot of legislation right now is getting passed.
Right.
We know that at some point in time, that logjam is going to move, and we want to make sure that we're on the right side of what we think is best for our industry. The rent-a-car industry has always been overtaxed, unfairly taxed. The airline industry is highly overregulated at a whole bunch of different levels. I mean, we always have concerns about TSA and how TSA can be improved and become better, mobile entry, the real ID issue, which is a major thing going on in government that's supposed to be implemented in 2020, and it's not ready.
But I do think, though, with real ID, when that comes up, because it's a election year next year, I think that'll get punted into 2021, only because a lot of these people that are in Washington, when they go back to their constituency and they realize they have such problems, they're not going to want to deal with it. So I think we'll see.
But even if it gets punted,
it's got to be done.
It has to be done.
Yeah, no question.
Scott, when you look at the CEO offices of many travel industry companies, there aren't a lot of women running these organizations. GBTA invested heavily in WinIt, which is dedicated to improving the career mobility of women in the travel world. Since GBTA's acquisition of WinIt, are there any new initiatives you're proud of?
We are so proud. We just had our first WinIt Awards that were honoring women, and Jane Garvey, the chairwoman of United Airlines, was given a Lifetime Achievement Award for her work in the advancement of women in the airline sector. And it was an amazing evening. People were absolutely ecstatic about it, and every day we go out and we consult with companies on what they can do to improve their diversity programming for the advancement of women in their corporations. And now companies are literally coming to us saying, hey, can you do a program for a day and help us with our HR unit to help us improve the programming that we're trying to put forth in our organization? So the good news is 85% of my employees are women. My whole senior leadership team at GBTA is women, with the exception of me and the CFO. Okay. And so we take this stuff seriously because we think there's a huge opportunity to improve those numbers, and we're watching very closely. Yesterday, Chrissy Taylor was just named the CEO of Enterprise Holdings, the largest rent-a-car company on the planet.
Right.
That is an example of a person that was deserving, who should have the position, who now is in the role. And it's a woman. So we want to make sure that we're amplifying every woman in travel's opportunity to say, here's what we can do to try to give you guidance, here's what we can do to try to give you some training, and here's how you keep advancing to try to get to the C-suite. Now, is it going to happen overnight? You know,
no, but there's progress there. And
I'm in.
Right.
That's just the reality. But it doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. I think every year the numbers are going to get better.
All right, so last question from us, since I'm looking at our clock, and we could do the entire hour with you. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen today, Scott. So in a few weeks, we're in a new year. So I want you to put on your forecaster hat. Is there one or two things that you think are something that we should be looking for in 2020 or perhaps beyond when it comes to business travel or the travel world overall? And you have about a minute to tell us.
I think that you're looking at the strongest economy in the history of the U.S. economy. I think that globally things are going to get better next year. I believe that people are traveling more. I believe budgets are stronger. We're not seeing any major slowdown in travel, and that's good news. We do see some clouds out there with things in Europe such as aviation taxes and green taxes, where they're trying to punish aviation, which produces less than 2% of total carbon output in the world and is the most green of all the verticals, as they work to get biofuels that are able to replace 80% of all the carbon emissions in the world in aviation. So you have to keep an eye on what happens in Europe on aviation taxes, but overall, I think the U.S. economic juggernaut that we have for travel is going to continue, and I think companies are going to continue to spend, because there was a Harvard study that was done by the Harvard Review, and it was done by Egencia, that essentially said companies that invest in travel programs have better outcomes than companies that don't. So we believe that one-on-one interaction is still the thing that drives the economy globally. And as of right now, our forecast is we think travel is going to improve.
Well, we're hearing a lot of the same things out there. Scott, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm glad we were able to coordinate this today. Thanks for your time. I want you to have a Merry Christmas. And don't be a stranger with us, okay?
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
All right, just hit the release on Scott. You know, one other thing I'm just going to point out. Last month, you know, there was a lot of growth with the jobs. 5.7% of all job growth this year in the U.S. The economy is doing so well. It's coming from the travel sector. It really is.
Big industry.
Yeah,
good,
certainly
is. Good for people to know.
There's still a lot more ahead, folks, so don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick message.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.